She was a one-time backup singer who wanted to be a rocker and backed into the dance craze of the 1970s to symbolize disco. Donna Summer began a summer vacation for pop music we thought would never end. Donna Summer eventually embraced her destiny of glittery glamour and platform shoes and the crown of Queen of Disco. She collected 5 Grammy Awards in her career. Donna Summer died yesterday at the age of 63 after a battle with cancer. Actress Rita Wilson says Summer voiced the soundtrack for a decade.
You couldn't live in the 70s and not sing along to every single one of her songs. She was an amazing woman, amazing talent, gorgeous voice.
The track Hot Stuff, one of a string of top 10 singles Summer produced between 1976 and 1984. LaDonna Adrian Gaines was born on December 31st, 1948, raised in the Boston area in a religious family and community. She learned to sing in church in a gospel choir, and as a teenager performed in a short-lived psychedelic rock group called The Crow. And it was as a metal rocker that she imagined she would find her breakout celebrity and success. She began her professional career in New York City in a German production of Hair. She embraced disco after her first hits, and the gay community embraced her. Love to Love You Baby, another one of her top 10 hits. But it was this intense affection from the gay community that created difficulty for Donna Summer. Mark Elliott, who co-wrote Summer's memoir, Ordinary Girl, says Summer struggled with this identity and notoriety in the gay community.
She was a very religious woman and was never approving of lifestyles that went against her religion. When she was born again and she had this epiphany about who she was and what her music was meant to do, she made a comment about saving people from the fate that awaited them, and it was a comment that was directed really toward the gay audience, which made up a large part of her record-buying public and disco-going people. She never fully recovered from that. So let's say.
Last Dance by Donna Summer. Summer's family released a statement today saying they are at peace celebrating Donna Summer's extraordinary life and her continued legacy. Summer's 19 number one dance hits between 1975 and 2008 is second only to Madonna. Donna Summer died after a struggle with cancer in Naples, Florida at the age of 63.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.